I'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. This is Trigger Happy Memories, broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, on WPCA Radio 93.1, or you may have found us on the computer or maybe on your phone. We really don't care, do we, Ed?
We don't.
We're just so glad you tuned in. We don't care how you found us, but we're glad you found us. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is my longtime friend and musical partner, Eddie Schmidt. Each show, we feature live music from the studio, and we invite local musicians to be our guests tonight. We are blessed to have two guests, Nick and Kenny Roberts. You heard me right. The Roberts brothers are here live in the studio. We got our guitars tuned up, steel guitar, harmonica. We've got some good stories to tell you. Most of them are true. So sit back, listen, because this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too. And tell your neighbors and friends. We hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it. Yeah. Once again, welcome. This is Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. And like I said, as we're getting started here, we do this on Thursday nights. This is our live show where we bring in local musicians and we play some live music in the studio, tell some stories. So we've got the Roberts brothers with us tonight. But Eddie, how you doing? I haven't seen you for a couple days, I guess. Huh?
Good. It's just been keeping busy and working and doing whatever we can.
And traveling as much this
last? Not quite as much.
For your work?
Now we had a crazy thing at work where we got a ransomware that locked up our whole computer system at work, so dealing with that. But so it's a crazy world we live in nowadays. You never know.
I know, kidding, yes. Sunday we got a party coming up here. We'll be outdoors for Gay and Tom's party. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. And we got even music after we're done.
Mark Starry. Starry's going to play for a couple, 3 hours. So, yeah, that'll be fun. I think the weather's supposed to be good. So, we had a few jobs got canceled this season, but we've done a few. It's been a different season, like you said, but we've got a barn dance coming up in October 3rd, I think, for the, I'm trying to think who it's a private party, but it's a, the Shriners. Yeah, that's who it was. Yeah. So, that should be fun. And we lost a good friend, Eddie.
Yeah, we sure did.
He was your neighbor, Harold. And how do you pronounce his last name?
Ruslow.
Harold
Ruslow, yep. He was here listening to us in the parking lot a month ago.
Yeah.
Him and his good friend May. And, I mean, he's been a great friend forever and followed us everywhere. And just like you said, if it was a bad night and six people showed up, Harold and his wife would be there.
Sure, he
through all the years, and
he died August 10th at age 90. And I, when we left here that last week, we went across the street and had a couple glasses of beer. Harold says, "I'm going to buy you fellas a glass of beer," and we sat there and visited with him for probably 30 minutes. And so sad to see him leave us a good friend. And he was your neighbor at the lake, too.
Yep, right straight across the lake. And so whenever we called each other on the phone, "Hey, neighbor, how you doing, neighbor?"
And you were on vacation last week.
Yep, went out to South Dakota and had a nice time, did some camping, and went out to Chamberlain and saw the Statue of Dignity. It's a 50-foot Indian maiden gal. It's real pretty.
So. Oh, neat. Yeah. We were on a kind of a short vacation, went to Green Bay, Wisconsin with our grandkids. They're 7 and 9. They had never seen Lambeau Field, never seen Green Bay, and there's a nice railroad museum there. We went to that, and a amusement park, and they got to go swimming, and so I went to the Hall of Fame. So it was they're 7 and 9, so they should remember. They should make quite an impression.
Yeah.
But lots of fun. But anyhow, Eddie, were you paying attention when I said we've got Nick and Kenny Roberts with us?
Yeah, we got four of us in here tonight, plus Bob. So
yeah, so how are you guys doing?
Here, good.
Yeah, hello, Nick and Kenny.
Hey,
yes.
Mike,
Eddie. Yes, thank you so much for being here with us and taking the time to...
Yeah,
so we've got a lot of history going back to Hammond, Wisconsin, where we all grew up, and the same church. We went to catechism together and Boy Scouts together, I think, for a while.
Probably,
Kenny.
Yep.
So I don't know where we start with all that, but you guys have been playing music quite a bit this summer, and the two of you, I guess, mostly. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do a, kind of an acoustic?
Acoustic, yeah. And, two guitars and a little horn, a little harmonica. And
sure. Yes. I know your folks very well. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too. But I'm going to start with Nick, too, which is we always ask everybody what inspired you to play music. And there's sometimes the answers are almost the same because a lot of us grew up in the same area, kind of the same age. But Nick, I'm going to ask you, what sparked you to play music?
I got an old Stella guitar for Christmas when I was about 13 or so. And liked Elvis.
Okay.
I learned Love Me Tender or something.
Sure.
My sisters were wowed by it. So I kept on doing it. It's about 55 years now or so.
Yeah.
And starting to get her down a little bit.
We stick with it long enough, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember some of the early bands that you played, and we've talked about this band a number of times. One was Pressed Rat.
Yeah.
That was Eric Satterlund. That was a good band.
Eric.
And Hound Dog, Pat Brown, was the drummer from the White Sidewalls. And what's his name? Jim Hunter.
Jim Hunter, yeah.
Played piano.
Piano and organ. Yeah.
Yes, and Daryl Siebel was a...
Daryl Siebel, yeah.
Boy, didn't he have a great voice?
Oh,
God.
Yeah, he did.
We got a story. We used to harmonize on the way to basketball games, and the coach would just get mad at us. doing old Everly Brothers songs and harmonizing.
You guys in the back of the bus singing.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Think about basketball.
And Daryl passed away here about a year or so ago, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah.
And his mother just died last or this week maybe, at age 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
she might have lasted a little longer if it hadn't been for Daryl and I.
Yes. She might have had a chance to go a little longer.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys were really. It was inspiring to me. I was a little younger, but we'd go see at the Hammond Hall and to see you guys play. Oh, that was really, really good. And I think I knew you. Larry Dahlberg was in that band too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
God, he was a good guitar player.
He was good.
Yeah.
He was fast.
Yeah. But anyhow, we're going to come back and talk more about that. And I want to hear from Kenny as well. But what should have you guys do a song here?
We'll do one called I Hear You Talkin'. This is a Bob Wills and Texas Playboys tune.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I hear you talking.
I hear you talking.
Oh, yes, I do. But you talk, talking don't ring true. And I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. I hear you talking,
I hear you talking.
You're telling little lies, I can see it in those great big eyes. And I hear you talking and jive, but I don't believe a word you say. You say that I'm your honey love, that I'm all you're dreaming of. But you ain't been fooling me. I hear you talking.
I hear you talking.
Oh yes, I do. But you talking don't ring true. And I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. Thank you.
But you ain't hey, been fooling me. I hate you talking.
I hate you talking.
Oh, yes, I do. But you talk, 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 and you don't ring true. And I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. No, I don't believe a word you say.
Oh, very nice. That is Nick and Kenny Roberts. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and that was sweet. That was really good. That's a, you said Bob Wills song?
Yeah, Bob Wills doing
that. Wow. He always had a lot of chords in his songs, didn't he?
Yeah.
A lot of just swingy good stuff.
Yeah. There's some good versions of that tune on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the music you're doing, we talked about you're out doing some stuff like at the winery, but it's acoustic music with this kind of a feel to it, apparently. That probably a variety of things you do.
Yeah, we do a kind of a eclectic mix, I guess you'd call it.
Sure, yeah. So you know that word, don't you?
It's when I play with Randy Sims and the boys down in Eau Claire, that's the eclectic barn boys down there. So
I like it.
Yeah.
But they don't, yeah, they don't do as quite as much when I've been out to see you guys at the winery and you're doing those neat old standards and foxtrots that my mom used to play and, yeah. And a million chords. And
yeah.
I said to Nick, man, there's a lot of chords in some of that stuff.
Well, we'd play with his mother, and she had all these passing chords, and we'd just about get the pattern figured out, and then she'd change keys on us.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, I've got to start over here. But, good stuff, though. But Kenny, you taught school for many years, a band director.
Yep.
In Red Wing, Minnesota.
Yeah.
You're the band. Okay, tell us about that.
Well, I started out in Goodhue, Minnesota, a little town south of Red Wing. And then I taught there for 3 years. I had all the 5 through 12 band program there.
Mm.
And then I came to Red Wing and taught mainly junior high.
Okay.
Some high school and marching band. And
oh, sure.
For 31 years in Red Wing. So
wow, good for you.
Yeah. So
I was going to ask you if you had a marching band at that, I'm sure, with that size of a school.
Yeah, we had some big marching bands. We had,
we were lucky.
Took some big trips with them.
And, oh, nice.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. What did you like most about, did you like marching bands or did you rather have concert? What was your favorite?
I liked concert and jazz bands a lot better.
Yeah. I think most band directors will say that, won't they?
Well, you know, I mean, it got harder and harder to, with all the extra activities with kids and stuff.
Sure.
It got harder to get a marching band going in the summer, you know.
Yeah.
Red Wing had a lot of things offered for kids, so they don't have them. They're not marching these days now.
Mm.
So.
Sure.
Did they have those big, thick wool
suits?
Heavy
uniforms, yeah. We went to Calgary 1 year. We took we had a 120-piece marching band we took up there, and the kids would pass out. It was, but they were great kids, and I really had good experiences.
Well,
with
good.
In Red Wing and in Goodhue and
sure,
nice
yeah.
area. So I was down there for so many years that we never got really a chance to
sure
play together. When I was down there, I was also in weekend bands down there, and played around Southern Minnesota more. And
sure. Once you retired, you were able to get your thing going.
I moved up here, so.
Yeah, talking about high school bands, when my daughter Krista was in band, I used to tease her for pep band, like for basketball games. I'd say, I might just bring my tuba and come down and sit in with the band. And she, Dad, don't, it's going to embarrass me. And I'd do this to her over and over. Well, by the time she was a senior, that band had dwindled considerably. And then she says, Dad, would you consider playing with us tonight at the basketball game? Then I knew Dave Larson, the band director, so I called him and I said, you got some music I look at. So he helped, he kind of got me up to speed. And actually, I think I played bass guitar with the jazz band, or the pep band, because it filled the bottom nice for him. But, Krista then, okay, now things have changed, haven't they, Krista? Now you want me to.
Smarter as you get older.
Yeah, but let's do another, once you guys do another song, we're going to come back and tell some more stories, but anxious to hear you do some more. I think this one's in. Even though it's.
It's an old tune called I Let the Freight Train Carry Me On.
2, 3, 4.
I
maybe people I can understand. They promise you this and they promise you that, but when you're in trouble they leave you flat. I let the freight train carry on, let the freight train carry me on, let the freight train carry on. Cause there ain't no trouble when you're riding along. My baby was fine as she could be until she come and marry me. When she got me in the bag, she treated me like an old dish rag. I let the freight train carry me on, let the freight train carry me on, let the freight train carry me on. Cause there ain't no trouble when you're riding alone. Everybody done me wrong, took all my money and my sweetie along. I never did think he caused me pain, but I don't worry when I'm riding that train. I let the freight train carry me on, I let the freight train carry me on, I let the freight train carry me on. Cause there ain't no trouble when you're riding along.
Very good. That's Nick and Kenny Roberts. That's a good song. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Where did that one come from?
I think it was from the Delmore Brothers, was
Delmore
it?
Delmore Brothers, that's
oh, okay.
It,
yeah.
I think it was in Old Brother Where Art Thou, we heard it.
Yeah. Have you heard it before, Eddie?
Nope. Probably heard it in that, didn't realize it was hearing it in that movie.
Sure, so. Yes. Once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. This is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just driving through town and tuning in, wondering what in the heck is going on down there. Well, we're having some fun here. But Kenny, you and I were talking about this off the air, but a couple of years ago we were heading for Arizona, and I found you were in the airport, and we got visiting. Where are you going? We're in the same flight.
Yep, same flight.
Going, heading out to Phoenix.
See my brother-in-law and sister-in-law.
Yeah, well, that was neat. But yeah. Did, when you were in the band as a band director, did you have an assistant with you too, or did you do most of the lessons? Or
we did. We had two of us at the middle school and junior high. We had about 300 kids.
Sure.
And then I would go to the high school. My last 10 years or so, I went to high school half time and did one of the jazz bands up there. And
sure.
Then,
that's. And Nick, we were talking about some of the bands that you were in. We talked earlier about you were in a band called Pressed Rat, which was a very, very good band. But
I didn't name that. Though.
You did. and then I remember a band called Dandelion Wine.
Yep.
And I think we knew all the players. Eric was the bass player.
Eric was playing bass, yeah.
And
John Siggins.
John Siggins was the drummer. Mike Eldred, who played piano with us for a couple years as well. But That was a good band too. You guys, did you stay active?
Norm Peterson was playing the fiddle in that.
Oh, really? I don't think I heard him.
Good player.
Yeah, I don't think I heard him with you guys. But did you stay active with music through the years? I know you had a partner that you were doing.
Yeah, Scott Harder and I played, and then Craig Draxton.
Okay.
We had two pieces going for probably 20-year span.
Sure.
You know, so.
Yeah. So.
You didn't mention the sound chamber when he was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in grade school.
Okay.
They'd practice in an old chicken coop out in the farm, and Teddy Swanson was the drummer. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, Teddy. Yeah.
Sure.
Hunter was in that, too.
Daryl was in that, too.
Daryl was in it.
Yeah. And what was the name of the band?
The Sound Chamber.
Sound Chamber. In the chicken coop.
In the chicken coop, yeah.
Wasn't Teddy the accordion player?
Yeah. Teddy played accordion.
He drummed with us, but he had this. He did the squeeze box too.
Well, I think when Pat Brown was playing with Pressed Rat, he was borrowing Ted's drums. Does that sound right? I think Hound Dog told me that. Yeah. So let's go back to some more music here. Do you guys want to do another one here, or Eddie, are you ready to do something yet? Or
you want to do that one that you wanted to do for your mom?
Oh, okay. Let's do that one. Yeah. My mother is. We dedicate this song to her. She's been in the nursing home. It's a tough place to be. She can't have any visitors, and they're kind of opening things up a little bit now. So we're gonna get a recording of this show, and I told her that you guys are on the show because she know your mom and dad too. But we're gonna do a song that one of her favorites. See if I can get through this thing here. So ready, Eddie? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Dear heart, I wish you were here to warm this night. My dear heart, it seems like a year since you've been out of my sight. A single table for one. It's a lonesome town, all right. But soon I'll kiss you hello at our front door. And dear heart, I want you to know I'll be your arms. Job on that. That's a
neat with the harp in the back.
It is. That's a special song for mom, and certainly for me. If I can try not to tear up doing it here, but mom, I hope you're going to enjoy that. I'm sure you will. But anyhow, going back to some stories, your dad was the banker in Hammond, and I was telling Eddie this story recently. But I bought a new car when I came out of high school. And I'd saved up a bunch of money from, I was playing with John and Dave, and I was doing odd jobs and mowing lawns since I was 9. I saved, but I bought this car, and I didn't want to spend all my money, so I went to get a loan from your dad. And he sits down at the typewriter, one finger, and he was fast, but asking me, well, where are you working now? And I was just out of high school, but he was, your dad was awful good to me, and up at Boy Scout camp one year, I ended up getting sick, and your dad stayed with, I think everybody else had, I think I had an ear infection from swimming in the lake.
Okay.
And so your dad sat with me, and we sat around the campfire, and the next day, I think your dad gave me a ride home. He was staying for a few days, but I was very close to your folks, and your mother taught third grade after when our first teacher was killed in a car accident, and your mother came out of of retirement and taught third grade, and she's the only reason I didn't flunk third grade. She had compassion for me, but a lot of good memories with your family, and of course Norm Ross, your brother-in-law. There's we got lots of connections with everybody, but should we go back and do a song? Eddie, you want to do one? Are you guys ready to do another one? What do you think here? Why don't you sing one, Eddie?
Okay. When you're talking about the third grade, I was remembering when you told me that third grade was the best 3 years of your life.
Well, I had a good teacher, you know.
Yeah.
Mrs. Roberts. So you're going to do a little Elvis, is it?
I guess that's what we're going to try to
do. Is that why you wore that Elvis suit tonight? It looks good. You got a jumpsuit, leather.
And my fancy glasses?
Yes, yep.
So we'll give her a shot. It's kind of the Willie Nelson version.
Since my baby left me, finding a place to dwell. Been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely, how to die. Well, the woods always crowded, still find some room. Broken hearted lovers to cry away. I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely, how to die. I've got some heartbreak in me.
That's Eddie Schmidt doing a little Elvis. It's a Willie Nelson version of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, nice. Once again, this is WPC Radio on a Thursday night doing the live show. We've got Nick Roberts and Kenny Roberts here. I don't know if you guys remember Rodney Sather from
yep.
Hammond. He was a classmate of mine. We're good friends, and we've been staying in touch. He's been listening to our show. He lives over in Richfield, Minnesota. So after our last show, he liked it, and he made some nice comments, but he the next day he texts me. He says, "You got to get Nick and Kenny Roberts on your show." And he says, can you get them on there? So today I text him. I said, "Guess who's our guest tonight here?" So, Rodney, I'm sure you're tuned in, and thanks for great idea to have you guys out here too. So
he's been taking some of his Packer tickets every year, right? With Dan and Laurie Hawkins.
Oh,
and, he's got his season tickets. Yes. We buy one of his games a year.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And,
good is he guy. A postman?
He is. He works for the post office in I suppose Richfield, but I think he delivers the rural mail, but he's in the post office sorting mail for part of the day. And
funny thing is, Mary Jo, you know, our sister, lived mm-hmm. in Woodbury. Rodney was her mailman.
Oh, really? Oh, geez.
That's kind of funny.
Interesting, yeah. So we got a funny story, and maybe I can even get Dan Wall to help. With Dan is out here with us in the audience. We got a big audience tonight, big crowd out there.
But, that's huge.
This is kind of a funny story where Dan, do you want to tell the story,
sure.
or should I tell it? Come on up here. We can see if we can. It was a lost guitar that we collectively found for Dan, but see if we can get Dan to tell the story.
You just give me the hook when I go too far, but I want to say that Nick and Ken's mom was probably the kindest lady I've ever met.
Yes.
I mean, she was just amazing. And I was the superintendent and new job, and I didn't have a place to live because my family had to stay in Barneveld after the tornado, which was where I was. And long story, but I ended up living in Joe Roberts' basement for 3 months, and she and I became friends. And after my family came up, I lived in the same neighborhood, and when I'd go home, I'd stop in her kitchen, and there was a 35-year age difference, but she was my buddy, and we'd have tea, and we'd hang out. And I was over there a lot. Well, at the same time, I became friends with Mike, and long story short, if you've ever been in Mike's shop, anything you've ever lost is probably in there. You know, the Holy Grail, King Arthur's sword, you know, it's just an unbelievable place. And at one point in time, I said, you know, Mike, have you seen my 12-string guitar? Because I really kind of like it. And I had been playing classical guitar, and I don't have your guitar. And this went on, we've been friends a long time. This went on for 20, 25 years, and now it's getting on 30 years, and I ask him, where's that arrangement of Blue Moon? Where's that tape of this? Where's that? I go, you know where my guitar is? And all of a sudden I'll let Mike or Nick finish this. But one day he says, I think I know where your guitar is.
Yeah, and I told this story to Paul Hendricks, which is a mutual friend. And he was like, wait a minute. I think I know where that, I think Nick has got that guitar. And this is, again, 20 some years later. And so, as it turned out, I think it got left at your mother's place, and then in the process of her moving out, you guys cleaned out things. Here's a guitar. Nick says, well, whoever it is, I'll take it. But so I told Paul, Paul told Nick, and then I told Dan, and the guitar got back.
Yeah.
And you didn't charge storage, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you probably could have, yeah. But anyhow, yeah, that's a funny story. Why don't you guys do another song here, or two? Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll do a tune here by Kieran Kane. This one's called Maybe Next Time.
Maybe next time you won't feel so blue when I come around your house and try to talk to you. Maybe next time your heart will not recall that I'm the one who made all the teardrops fall. Maybe next time. Maybe next time you won't feel so bad. Just the thought of seeing me won't make you find mad. Maybe next time we'll have a better day and you won't criticize and tear apart everything I say. Maybe next time. Well, you got every reason to feel the way you do. It's up to me to make things right. I'm asking, darling, if you'll tell me what to do. I'll start doing it tonight. Maybe next time I won't be left in the rain, crying out like some lovesick fool, half insane. next time we'll take a little walk in the cool of the night. Have a heart-to-heart talk, maybe next time. I'm asking, darling, if you'll tell me what to do. I'll start doing it tonight. Maybe next time I won't be left in the rain, crying out like some lovesick fool half insane. Maybe next time we'll take that little walk in the cool of the night. Have a heart-to-heart talk, maybe next time. Maybe the next time.
Oh, very nice. I don't think I've heard that one before. How about you, Eddie? I like it.
I've heard it when I went to see these guys at the winery. I've been out a couple of times. Yeah. I told them I'm getting to be their new biggest fan.
Kind of a groupie is what you are.
Yep, that's the way I am.
You don't have too many nights off usually. So
yeah, they were surprised to see me. I think I did have to play later that one night when I went and saw you over at Deer Lake.
Busiest musician in Polk County.
Hardest working musician, yep. Once again, this is WPC Radio 93.1. This is Trigger Happy Memories on a Thursday night. We got Kenny Roberts and Nick Roberts here with us. And talking about Deer Lake, you have a home on Deer Lake that was close to your folks' property.
Yeah.
And you have the old cabin?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. So
the old, we rebuilt the old cabin probably 15 years ago. And then... when we retired, we bought the place next door with my in-laws, and then after we retired, we moved up there, and they kind of got out of the deal, and so we live up there full-time now. So.
Oh, nice. I bet you enjoy that.
Yeah.
That's a great
beautiful,
lake.
Beautiful lake, yeah.
Eddie and I played on a couple times on that lake. If they still do this, there was a guy hired us. He had like an old pontoon. It was
flat pontoon.
Yeah. Oh, you played on that.
Yeah, we did that a couple different times.
Yeah, twice a year now they do that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That was a challenge though, trying to work sitting there floating and boy.
Especially now with the wake boats on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people were skiing and
oh man, I put the life jacket on the tuba just in case it went off over the
edge. Save the tuba.
You guys do much fishing up there?
Yeah, we can do quite a bit of fishing.
Yeah. Oh,
Nick does more than I do.
My wife, Julie, likes to snag the perches.
Yes.
So getting good at cleaning them.
Oh. And your wife, Julie, worked at the Country Dam, wasn't that right?
Yeah.
And when we were playing there, I think she was a waitress in the dining room, I believe, with Paulette. Does that sound right?
Paulette, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to call Paulette and let her know you're on. Hopefully we'll catch up with her on our rebroadcast. But you used to come up and see us. You'd come to, I think, pick her up from work or something.
Yeah, we lived in Range.
Okay.
Just to head over and pick her up and see you guys.
We'd make you come up and sing a song or two once in a while. It was always fun. But we're going to say hello to a few folks. And once I get done, if you got somebody that's tuned in, the nice thing about this is you can tune us in anywhere. We've got friends out in Arizona. I'm going to say to them say hello to them right away. Nick and Diane from Arizona. Nick is recovering from heart surgery. He's doing very well. So we're anxious to see you again, Nick, and keep doing well. Gary McIntyre, I don't know if you heard, he had a little health issue.
Yeah, he told me. How's he doing?
I talked to him yesterday. He's viral meningitis is what he had.
Jay.
So he's a tough one. He keeps bouncing back. But just like the last time, Eddie, they drew some blood out of him. The first half pint was straight lacquer thinner. Come on, him. He's been painting cars for years, and it said it was good. It was a good quality lacquer thinner too. So very flammable. Good thing nobody was smoking in the room there. But Anyhow, Al Ross from Wisconsin Public Radio might be tuned in here. I hope he is. We're going to try to get Al up as a guest. Oh. He does plays guitar and sings, and he does a great job with his radio show. Dan Wohl is sitting out in the hallway helping us here tonight. Scott Nash, talked to him today. Again, my mother, Arliss, we dedicated a song to her. Rodney Sather, my wife Debbie. Putz is out there, my buddy. Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. He's been very faithful listening to us. Again, thank God for the internet. You know, these people can. His sister Ruth is down in Houston, Texas. She's been loyal listening to us, too. Dave McDonald, one of your old neighbors, Eddie.
Yeah, right across the road from when we used to live out on Eagle Ridge out there.
Okay, I worked with him a couple days, and we got reminiscing. But Edna Bjorkman, Shirley Halliburton, Renee Butler, and, of course, Uncle Bob is out there. And, Eddie, you got a few? And then you guys, have you got anybody yet? You probably didn't tell anybody you were going to be on the radio.
Both
of you. Oh, good. Okay, go ahead.
I'll say hi to my wife, Joanne, and Alan Ann, our neighbors, Tad Light and his wife, and Darlene and Du Bois, Brian Jevning from work, the Cribbage Boys. The Cactus Cousins are usually always listening. And did you say hi to the Hunyucks?
I did not. No, that's, yep.
Yep, they are. Greg Wheeler and the boy, he's usually listening, and some of the Barn Boys might be, Tom Kramer, and our other neighbors, the Seawells, been listening a lot, and now there's somebody that
William Johnson.
William Johnson, we got to say.
Frederick.
Yep.
From Frederick, William Johnson.
Yep. So
okay.
Bob's wanted to say hi
to
him.
Sure.
So.
Yes.
But you guys?
I'll say hi to my wife, Patty, and I think maybe Uncle Marv in Hudson, or Marv in Maryland, are maybe listening. Marv's 93 now, so he's in Hudson. And actually, the house we live in is Marv's. Marv built that house on Deer Lake. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so say hi to him. And I think the sisters are listening.
Yeah, hi, sisters.
They're pretty supportive, usually. Mary Jo, Beth, and Gwen. So.
Sure.
And Phil plays with us lots of times. We have a little group we call it the Lake Boys.
Oh,
and we play it.
Nice.
A lot of tunes been played in the cabin next door. So.
Sure, yes. Nick?
I call my old buddy Mike Rock. He's out East Coast now, and we used to play all the time. And
I know. I knew Mike. He was friends with Fizz, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good player.
Yeah.
John Lindbergh up in Grantsburg. I better say hi to him.
Sure. Well, good.
Ken bought covered.
Most of them, yeah.
Most of them. My daughter and or my two daughters and my wife who put up with all my playing through the last few years.
She's still putting up with you.
Yeah, right.
So. Talking about your uncle, Marv, he's the one that's with the car shows, right?
Yeah, car shows. Yeah,
he's still, he
hasn't been able to
me.
Go to them this summer. It's really been tough on him, so.
He emails me with the schedule of car shows that are around.
Yeah.
He's got that great Studebaker convertible.
Yeah, it's a great. I better also say hi to my kids, Dan and Emily. I don't know if they got the word that we're doing this today or
sure.
not, but.
Yeah. Good. Well, let's have you do a song here.
Okay,
are you guys ready to do
try
one?
Try this one.
This get is that flugelhorn out.
Yeah, my flugelhorn, see if I can.
And that it's looks much like a trumpet or a cornet, a little different shape, but plays the same, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a tune from the 30s, and the mute I've got in the horn, I think, is from the 20s.
Oh.
It's an old mute, so hope it didn't fall out.
Got her just about paid for, too, huh?
Just about paid for, yeah. So it's called Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. Maybe I'll just play over. Okay.
One, two, one.
About me when I'm gone. Oh honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything really nice, it's better not to talk at all, that's my advice. We're parting, you go your way and I'll go mine. It's best that you do. Here's a kiss, I hope this brings lots of love to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all, it's my advice. We're parting, you go your way, and I'll go mine, it's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope this brings lots of light to you. It makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. I said, please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Nice. That is Nick and Kenny Roberts. I like that song. Yeah,
that's a dandy.
That is a dandy.
That's what you call a Lawrence Foxtrot right there.
Oh, a Lawrence?
Yeah. Oh, he used to love them Foxtrots.
Yeah. That's nice. Yes. Yeah. We're talking about, you're from Grantsburg. You've been in Grantsburg for many years, haven't you?
Yeah probably 40.
Okay. And we're talking about the Pinko Jam that they do every year. We played for that a few times, and I think you still are helping Eric with that.
Yeah, we played there last weekend. They had a late Pinko Jam, a small one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This year, of course, is different. Everything is different this year, but is it typically still been a big draw for the town? Or
it's going, yeah.
This year was outside behind, just the Rendezvous had it.
Oh, okay.
That was the only place that had it. So.
It's usually in April, and the weather can be kind of crazy.
That's right. It was early, and but I think didn't every establishment in town had a band?
Yeah,
all day.
It's kind of a benefit for their I think their special education department or something.
Sure. Yeah.
They had a good crowd this year. It was we played from 5 to 7, and Eddie, you played from
7:30 to 9:30 or something. Yeah, with the Freeway Jam Boys.
Yeah. Well, nice.
So, it was fun.
Well, good.
We had good weather, which was nice.
Yeah. That's good. You know, it's been a great summer. Everything else is just crazy, but our summer has been wonderful. Yeah. A lot of blue sky and I mean, a lot of heat, but it's still, it's been a great summer. Yeah.
If you like summer.
Yes. Okay, we're winding down a little bit here. We got time for another song. Why don't you guys sing another tune there?
I'm gonna do a Walk Right Back.
Oh yeah,
Everly Brothers tune. Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yep.
2, 3, 4.
I'm so lonesome every day.
This is WPC Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories. We got Nick Roberts and Kenny Roberts, old, longtime friends from Hammond, Wisconsin, originally. So it's I just can't thank you guys enough for coming and doing this. This has been just
it's been great. I think we got to say one thing about Nick's got a little guitar that I just can't believe that he's got, and he was playing it last weekend too.
What's that?
57 Strat.
And oh boy.
It looks, I mean, it's great. Mm. Like the way Johnny's is, looks like it's a little war, a little bit heavy, but. Mm.
But this is a nice one, yeah.
She's a dandy.
Well, he'd bring his in at night. John left his outside, you know, so that a lot of times that's. You guys want to give a plug where you're playing? I know you've been doing some things at the winery, but.
We've got a few gigs left in September, and I also wanted to. We've got a Facebook page now because thanks to Nick's neighbor
Ben Sumi,
so we should say hi to Ben. We're playing this weekend at the Wild Mountain Winery on Saturday afternoon, and then up at the Brickfield in Grantsburg on Friday, September 4th, and Sunday, September 6th at the Chateau Winery, and the 19th and 26th of September at the Deer Lake Winery.
Oh, nice. So, and you call yourselves the Roberts Brothers? Or?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay.
How do we come up with that?
Yeah,
how
did
it
come
up? It was, I played one gig down in Red Wing for this Big Turn Music Festival, and they said, what do you call yourselves? We called, well, we're the Roberts Brothers, I guess. So that's,
well, that works.
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, if you get a chance, go out and see them because they're great.
So. Thanks a lot.
And they're great people. Yes.
This was fun.
Yes. Well, thanks again, and hopefully we'll get you back sometime. Hopefully we can do this again. So, and thanks to Bob Zonk, who engineered for us again tonight. Thank you, Dan Wolf, for sharing some stories. And I think Dan actually tried to videotape. I think we're going to maybe do something on YouTube. So I hope it turns out, Dan. But thank you for all your support as well with this show. And we'll be back next Thursday. It'll be a rebroadcast, but we do the new shows at the last Thursday of each month. But there's rebroadcast of almost 4 years of, it'll be 4 years, 4 years next month. So again, thank you everybody for tuning in, and I hope you stay healthy, and we'll see you around. Thank you.
Thanks.